Welcome to 100 Yards Football Today. Today we got a special edition video. It's concerning basketball. It's concerning the NBA, college basketball, and maybe a little high school basketball. It's about the point guard position. And we kind of nailed it down to who's the two of the greatest point guards to play this game at a high level. One is Isaiah Thomas out of Chicago, Illinois, by way of Indiana University and the Detroit Pistons. The other gentleman is Magic Irvin Johnson out of East Lansing, Michigan, by way of Michigan State, and Showtime, the LA Lakers. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. We surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Today, making it happen for me is my social media guy and my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. A lot of people know out there that I love talking football, but I also love college basketball and I like the NBA. More or less the college basketball season because I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, and I'm a big-time University of Memphis basketball fan. But I will say this. These two gentlemen came up during my time when I was in high school and I was in college. And a true story, I was a junior in high school at Southside High School in Memphis, Tennessee. And I had a lot of good friends in the neighborhood. We had one friend by the name of Eric Adams who had relatives living in the state of Michigan. So that summer, going into my junior year, I remember Eric came to the first day of school and we sitting in the gym at Southside High School. And he said, "Hey man, we shooting around playing basketball." And he said, "Man, y'all would not believe what I saw." Man, remember this name, Irvin Magic Johnson. And we said, "Okay, so what's the hoopla over Magic?" Okay, he said, "Man, this guy's 6'8", point guard." Now think about the time now. We talking about in 1976 in September. I'm 11th grade at Southside High School. And everybody looking at Eric and saying, "Nah, man, you got to be insane, man. Are you smoking something? There's no way a guy 6'8 can handle the basketball at that size." Well, as the years progressed, I went on, graduated out of Southside High School, class of 78. In my first year at the University of Arkansas, 78 to 79, who wins the national championship at Michigan State University? 6'8", Irvin the Magic Johnson. And the rest is history. He's drafted by the Los Angeles Lakers. Then, after Magic came out of Michigan State in 1979, you go to 1980. You're looking at the NCAA basketball tournament. Louisville wins it in 80 under Daryl Griffin. And then in 1981, Indiana under Bobby Knight. And they got this sophomore point guard by the name of Isaiah Thomas. And he puts on the show in the NCAA tournament, ended up being MVP. But what stuck out in my mind is the game he had against North Carolina that evening in Philadelphia. He went to work against Al Wood and James Worthy and Sam Perkins, who was on that North Carolina team. And I said, "You know what? Out of looking at Isaiah Thomas at that time, he might be the best pro point guard I ever seen play this game at a high level." He goes on with the Detroit Pistons. Magic is with the LA Lakers. Magic wins 5 championships. Isaiah Thomas wins 2 championships. But the debate started over a month ago here on 100 Yards Football. And the debate started with the gentleman that helped me start 100 Yards Football. His name is Ronnie Keebler out of Brooklyn, New York. And me and him had a serious discussion. And he said, "Seriously, Vincent, who's the best point pro guard that's played in the game?" Then I called my cousin, Edward E. Parson in Naples, Florida, who's got a really successful attorney business in Naples, Florida. Then I called my uncle, Mr. Opie Turner, who coached basketball at a high level in Memphis, Tennessee. And I got their opinions. Then I called another gentleman, Mr. Brian Spencer, who coached college basketball here locally in Atlanta. And when we was talking about the point guard, I had to go to the skill set of a great point guard. The first thing I came up with is desire to win. 2, focus on others. 3, the ball handling skills. 4, value every possession. Team coordinator. Makes teammates better. understand the situation, directs the fast break, penetrate the gaps on the defense and make reads, shoots at a high percentage, plays at various gears and speed, and finally, a defensive bulldog. I'm going to start with Magic Johnson. And I looked up his stats, and I was very impressed. Magic shot 84% from the free throw line. He averaged 19 points a game, averaged 11.9 assists. He shot 30% on threes. But he averaged 12 assists in the playoffs, and he won 5 world championships. Scored over 17,000 career points, averaged 7.2 rebounds, had over 1,700 steals. And then had over 10,000 assists in his career. But the thing with Magic, he went to an L.A. Lakers team that was loaded. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bob McAdoo, Brian Scott, Mitch Kupchak, Jamal Wilkes, Norm Nixon, Michael Cooper. That team was stacked. But make no bones, Magic made them better. 5 championships within his time in the 80s in the great battles with the Boston Celtics. Then I went and looked at Isaiah Thomas' stats. Isaiah averaged 19 points in his career. He shot 90% from the foul line, had over 18,882 points, close to 19,000 points career-wise, had close to over 1,870 steals, 1,870 steals. His assists, he had close to 9,000. So Magic beat him by 1,000. But I look at the team he played with in Detroit. James Edwards, decent player. John Sally, decent role player. Bill Laimbeer, decent big man role player. Joe Dumars, excellent shooter, but a role player. Vinny Johnson, offensive machine, but still a role player. And Dennis Rodman, one of the greatest athletic rebounders in the game, maybe the best rebounder in the game. In my vote, remember who I polled? I polled Mr. Keebler, my business partner. My cousin, Mr. Parson, my uncle, Mr. Turner, and one of my best friends, Mr. Spencer. And the vote came out 4-1 for Isaiah Thomas. And the reason that we took Isaiah Thomas, the ones that voted for Isaiah Thomas, is simply this. He was a 45% shooter from the field. And your point guard at some point in the game has to be a threat offensively, has to be able to shoot the ball. Now, make no bones, Magic Johnson. He was showtime. His rookie year had that outstanding game against Philadelphia, 42 points in game 6 and took the Lakers in his first world championship home. But the thing with Magic was a 30% shooter from three-point range. And I think Magic shot only 38% from the field. I'm not for sure. While Isaiah Thomas was a 45% shooter. That's the reason I'm taking Isaiah Thomas as the better point guard. Other than that, they nick and toe is what I just said, the skill set of a great point guard. But you can put your vote in on 100 Yards Football. You can call me crazy this evening. I know Magic Johnson's been a hell of a success off the court now. There's no question about it. He's done more great things than Isaiah Thomas. But when you're looking at pro point guard, the ability, as I just stated, the one thing that separated Isaiah Thomas, he was a defensive bulldog, one, and he was a 45% shooter. If you like the video today, please come in and share. We surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. Who you taking today, Isaiah Thomas or Magic Johnson? I'd like to give special thanks to my producer today, very talented. Outstanding gentleman. He's done a great job today. Mr. Logan Landis, I'd like to say thank you and much blessings. Y'all enjoy the rest of the week here on 100 Yards of Football.